Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control here, 855-450-3. Maybe there's something in the news you want to talk about, or just something you want to get out there, an idea, an opinion. We're here for you. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue with other written news, so for those of you just tuning in, we kind of talked about everything from the police shooting the family dog to our friend Adamo back in his trial that he was at yesterday, where he was found guilty of three counts of felony wiretapping by a very obedient jury that they basically did what they were told. They did not do jury nullification when they totally could have. And they convicted Adamo. Luckily, the judge was a relatively easygoing judge and sentenced Adamo to 90 days in jail.
Concurrent with his current sentence, so maybe another 20 days?
We believe he may be in for approximately another month. Worst case, he'll be in for another 60 days. And now Adamo is sitting in jail again, and hopefully we'll look forward to having him on the show after he gets out, and maybe he'll check in with us. So there was that, and you can also bring up anything you want, of course. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also talked about the automotive bailout, which is, abject failure, but don't worry, they're going to do another one probably at some point for some other industries. Now, in other news, chalking is back in the news. It wasn't, last week that we were talking about the mom who was chalking on the rocks with her daughter out at the beach? And
she's been found guilty.
Was arrested, found guilty.
She found guilty with her. I don't know that the mother actually did any drawing, according to the story. It was just the 4-year-old daughter. Mom was charged for the 4-year-old daughter doing something, yeah.
Because you're responsible for the actions of your children?
I think you're kind of pushing it there. I mean, to some extent, I think you are responsible. I do not, however, think that chalk on rocks is...
What's the damage?
Yeah, just not a damage. I mean, it's not like
on rocks by the water where waves are likely to wash it away.
Right. I mean, you know, it's not like the kid was hanging from a scaffolding, drawing a mustache on George Washington on Mount Rushmore or anything there. I mean, you know, just they're coloring rocks pink.
So the other news is that now they're going after more people. This is a different town, of course. This one, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, according to CBS. On the streets of Doylestown, Connor Logan never expected his artwork would get so much attention. He said, "I kind of started to draw a shape and it looked like a turtle, so I just went with it." When the Central Bucks West graduate and his 17-year-old buddy, we're not talking about little boys here.
No.
But it also doesn't sound like he was chalking, you know, F.U. cops or something like that.
Nope.
He was just drawing a turtle. So when they spotted some chalk on the side of North Clinton Street Tuesday night, so they're claiming they didn't even bring it there on purpose, their teenage imagination took hold. They drew outlines of a whale and sea turtles on the street. But their fun didn't last. Just before midnight, police officers spotted Logan and his friend, and the two were ticketed for criminal mischief. "I've seen graffiti around town. It's a problem," this according to the young man. So he doesn't agree with graffitiing. He says that, "I think that the fact that I got a ticket for drawing with sidewalk chalk might be a little much. I'm just going to pay the fine, and it's not going to be a big deal." Well, that's the problem, Logan. Just so you know, Connor, I guess Connor's his name, Connor Logan. Connor, if you're listening to this right now, don't pay the fine, buddy. Because it's people just doing what you're doing that is rolling over for the police that allows this stuff to go on. I understand. You don't want to go to court. It's scary. It's intimidating. Judges are, you know, particularly nasty. They try to teach you a lesson. You know,
and nobody likes a teenager.
You young men, you guys, you know, we've got to put
running around this. Being young first, and male.
First, it's chalking, then it's heroin. I mean, what? Anyway.
It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, these kids were drawing whales and sea turtles.
Thought he was drawing a fat cop or something like that on the street and got upset. Doylestown Borough Police Department did not return phone calls from CBS News. Neighbors spotted the two drawings.
Don't worry, they don't feel responsible for responding to you anyway.
And thought nothing of it. So the neighbors claim they didn't call cops. They say police
have... Wasn't it late at night?
It was at night, yes. Neighbors say that police have more important crimes to worry about. Mike Conson, who's one of the neighbors, said, "I thought it was pretty whimsical and fun. I got a kick out of it. They were very pleasant people," meaning the boys. "And I think that you would be hard-pressed to find a neighbor who was offended by what they did." "Absolutely ridiculous," said a different neighbor, Carl Orberg. "It makes no sense at all, and Doylestown is some crime now, unlike in the past. For them to worry about stuff like that, it's ludicrous."
It's what they can catch.
Well, yeah.
These kids weren't running away. They were drawing turtles and whales with chalk.
Right. Yeah, the cop probably rolled up on the scene with his spotlight. Boop, boop. And they probably walked right over to talk to the police. These guys are not hard targets in any way, shape, or form. Logan says he's going to pay the fine and move past this as quickly as he can. He says his days as an artist are over. Instead, he will focus on engineering in college. So there you go.
You've made another person cynical towards the criminal justice system. You know, this kid just... You know, he's just going to move on. This is how the government makes itself irrelevant.
Your thoughts?
Marginalizes and sidelines itself.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we've seen chalk arrests from here in New Hampshire, where our friend Ademo is actually currently in jail on a sentence for chalking. That was the original reason he went to jail. Ademo is chalking on the side of a police department. So it's easier to make the argument that Ademo was involving himself in something more offensive than, say, a girl, you know, 4-year-old girl chalking on the rocks
right.
at a beach.
It was intended to be offensive because it was a protest against police brutality.
Right. And I think it still should have been allowed because it's chalk and it's public property. But at least there's an argument to be made there. There's at least an argument that, you know, it'd be one thing if they chalked on the sidewalk, chalking on the side of the building, more graffiti-like, so therefore more offensive, therefore it's a crime. I'm not with it, I don't agree with it, but it's a better position. In the case of the little girl chalking on the rocks, it's completely indefensible. In the case of the teenagers chalking on the street, it's completely indefensible.
And there was some situation where, I think it was in Florida, where somebody was awarded like $100,000 for a conviction for chalking.
Right, they went and they sued and they won. So, we've seen a whole range. We see a guy sitting in jail for 2 months. We've seen somebody win a case as far as getting cash from the state. Most of it all went to the lawyers, but a win's a win. And, teenagers being handed criminal mischief citations. Now, I don't know. This is, again, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where this happened. I don't know what criminal mischief is considered, if it's a violation or a misdemeanor there. But it's certainly possible this young man's pleading guilty to a misdemeanor if he's just going to go and pay the fine. Does he understand that that's part of paying a fine? Is that when you just
pay a fine,
you are pleading guilty? That is not going to be expunged from your record unless the court promises that. If the court tells you, well, look, son, you just pay this fine, we'll expunge it from your record. Well, that's total extortion in that case. But they do that stuff sometimes, right? And the article doesn't mention it. Maybe that's what's on the table. So there you go. More chalking arrests around this country. I mean, how much more ridiculous can things get? We've seen stories about an old lady, old ladies being arrested for the grass being too tall in front of their house, a woman being charged with a crime for having a garden in the front yard of her home. You've got this chalking situation where teenagers are being charged with chalking. Kids are being hit with Class C misdemeanors down in Texas in the hundreds and thousands, like numbers of kids being hit with Class C misdemeanors for doing stuff like speaking during class. And
being late for class,
mooning,
drawing on desks.
Mooning some kids out of the bus window. I mean, just what other more absurd examples of how far the police state has gone can there possibly be? Chalking is a crime? Criminal mischief for drawing with chalk on the sidewalk? I mean, how can it get more ridiculous? Charging the mother of a 4-year-old daughter with this. Charging teenagers who were not... they couldn't even make the allegation that those kids were writing F-U.
At least
they didn't even have that on their side.
At least kids can open up lemonade stands out in front of their houses.
Not all the time.
Not most of the time.
Although Lemonade Liberation Day is coming up this Saturday, it's a good thing you brought that up, Mark. It's happening in Washington, D.C., and maybe in a town near you. Maybe you could make it happen. Lemonade Liberation Day this Saturday is going to allow young people to get the entrepreneurial spirit and get out there and sell some lemonade and hopefully not be arrested by or molested by or threatened by the police. Last Lemonade Liberation Day, no one who was of a child age was threatened. There were 3 activists who were young adults that were arrested in Washington, D.C. So they're going to be reprising things in D.C. this Saturday. And they're going to be adding raw milk to the packet. Hopefully they're not adding the milk to the lemonade, but you get the drift. We're coming up. We talk about it.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 14, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $8,2635 for a half ounce, or $4,1318 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $8,2635, and $4,1318.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453. Maybe you're someone who thinks chalking should be illegal and that teenagers should not be allowed to draw fish with chalk, because that's what's happened in Pennsylvania. You're welcome to comment on that or bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. At the top of the website's banner column, you're going to find a banner for SACL CAI. And if you own a business and you need some help with collections, you should click that banner, learn more about SACL.
Yeah, SACL CAI. You can see their, it's relatively newly designed website. It looks really good. They handle collections or lay out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They treat your customers with respect. They have the best equipment money can buy. They record every call so that, you know, if there's some kind of problem, you can go back and listen. It's SACL CAI, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to get to a story here in a moment about giving away free bottled water and how apparently that's illegal in some places. Mark, you've got that piece. But I had asked the question to the universe a moment ago about how much more ridiculous can this get? I mean, you've got teenagers who are being charged with criminal mischief for chalking, and not even chalking anything offensive. They were chalking outlines of whales and turtles and things like that. So chalking, I would say, well, younger than you would expect them to chalk. You'd expect a teenager to be like, F you, pigs, or, you know, something offensive. But no, they were just chalking pictures of animals. They were charged with criminal mischief. And my question was, well, we've seen just so many outrageous, ridiculous stories about how the police are just hurting peaceful people. They go after young people in their lemonade stands. A 13-year-old was stopped recently from operating a hot dog stand in Holland, Michigan. You've got them going after elderly people for, you know, having their grass growing too high. I mean, it just never stops. The ridiculousness just continues. And so I asked the question, well, how much more absurd can this get? Well, lo and behold, during the break, I found a story, and it's right on the front page of freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the website. So this was submitted by one of our Free Talk Live listeners, by Deslock Darkstar, and it is a story from foxnews.com, where a 7-year-old Connecticut girl will lose her 20-pound pet rabbit if North Haven officials get their way. Zoning Enforcement Officer Arthur Hausman issued a cease and desist order to the Lidsky family 2 weeks ago, informing them that they were violating town zoning regulations because their property was smaller than the 2 acres required to keep rabbits and other types of livestock. More than 1,800 people have signed an online petition demanding that town officials allow Caden Lidsky to keep the 3-year-old Flemish giant rabbit named Sandy. Caden's father, Josh, has vowed to appeal the order and is angered that town officials have upset his daughter. Caden said,
I'm wondering here, now some people keep rabbits as pets like cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. Certainly they're less common than cats and dogs, but they're probably more common than pigs.
Chickens.
Chickens as pets.
A pet.
Yeah. They're probably more common than chickens, but chickens certainly, you know, they make chickens for pets.
Rabbits are cute. Kids like rabbits.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Not likely you're going to get chomped on or something like that.
I don't want the bunny to go, said Caden, according to the petition on change.org. Caden told the WTIC-TV that she's not a mean bunny. She doesn't bite people. She only licks. North Haven First Selectman Michael Freda says town officials are not trying to take the bunny away from the girl, but are instead trying to get Josh Lidsky to respond to neighbors' complaints about blighted conditions on his property. In May, town officials, so that's how you get a man to respond to, you know, how his house maybe is allegedly trashed. Let's say his yard has some junk in it.
I don't trust these people. I mean, I'm sorry. I was cited for having a junk vehicle because I had changed the plates over from one car to another.
This was in Keene, right?
No, this was in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, okay.
In Manatee County in Sarasota,
gotcha.
Florida, where I was cited for a junk car for a BMW.
Yeah.
A fully functional BMW convertible in my driveway was called a junk vehicle. So I don't trust these people when they say blighted conditions. I mean, does the rabbit have an outdoor hutch? Does this bother some people? You can believe that there are neighborhoods out there where somebody would really hate the idea of a rabbit hutch out on somebody's backyard.
It does have a hutch, as a matter of fact. But then again, I also don't believe when they claim that there are actual neighbors that are complaining.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
In my case, the neighbor who complained about my tenants having a couch out in their lawn was someone who lived way down the street and who also happens to be a government bureaucrat with the local city government.
Also a government bureaucrat with whom you had an exchange on the radio program. So it really looked remarkably, a government bureaucrat who had been living there for some time, driving by this situation for many, many months, and didn't say anything, but then right after, you know, your exchange, it comes down.
In May, town officials inspected the property and asked Lidsky to take several actions, including removing the rabbit hutch, replacing missing siding on his house, and repairing an unfinished addition. Lidsky says he's appealing Hausman's order about the rabbit to the town's Zoning Board of Appeals, but he is willing to clean up his yard. Says the whole story is about my daughter and the bunny. This is hitting below the belt. I want the bunny to stay on the property for my daughter's sake.
It sounds like it's hitting below the belt to me.
Linda Thibault, president of the Hopalong Hollow Animal Rescue Service, started the online petition on change.org. She told the Register the situation with North Haven zoning is ridiculous. We're not talking about a breeder or multiple rabbits. We're talking about one pet bunny who is obviously beloved and well cared for. But this is a great example of just who these people are, these government people. I mean, they're telling you, look, you know, it's not really about the bunny. We just want Mr. Lidsky to clean up his property, so we're using the bunny as the the crux. We're using it as the pressure point. This is
it's a hostage.
We're going to pick on your daughter, your 3-year-old daughter.
Seven.
It's 3-year-old bunny. Seven. The bunny's 3, daughter's 7. Yeah. We're going to pick on
She seemed rather articulate for a 3-year-old.
Yeah. We're going to pick on your 7-year-old daughter. We're going to make your daughter cry to get you to clean up your house.
I bet this little girl has cried about this. I mean, you know, the quote here about she's a good bunny.
She's not a mean bunny, she told WTIC-TV. She doesn't bite people. She only licks. You know, so she thinks that they're taking her bunny from her because, she's going to bite somebody or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just horrifying.
No doubt.
I mean, imagine this. I mean, you've got a 4-year-old.
Oh, I can totally imagine this. Absolutely, I can imagine this.
You've got a 4-year-old son, and he loves the dog and the cat in the house. The pigs, maybe. I don't know how he feels about the pigs, but
he likes to look at them.
Yeah, I mean, he likes these animals, and it would be absolutely devastating to have these agents come in and threaten to take away your dog or the cat from the home because of some other nonsense.
It absolutely would. I mean, Jack would be very upset in that circumstance. And, you know, this is exactly what they would do. Look, Buck, do what we say or the bunny gets it.
Yep. I mean, like I said.
And you know, many people, the statists out there are saying, well, who cares? Just go ahead and fix the side of your house and take care of what the bureaucrats want. And then your daughter, I mean, it's this guy who's causing the trauma to his daughter.
Blame the victim.
Not the government.
Yeah.
What it does is it takes away completely the willpower of these bureaucrats. It turns them into a force of nature. You know, it's like suggesting that when a tree is falling, you should get out of its way. It's not a tree falling. It's a person swinging an axe at you.
Right. But it's all your fault because you didn't do what that person ordered you to do in the first place. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you would like to share your ridiculous zoning story. That's 1-855-450-3733. Take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Are here for you. Take your calls about anything you want at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can actually take control of the content of the site. You find something you want to share with other Free Talk Live listeners, submit it there and then vote. You can vote on different items. Vote them up, vote them down. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over and get interactive. It's all completely free. In fact, some of those features that are free include the bulletin board system where you can go and interact directly with other listeners in our forum. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they are a new online digital currency where you can send and receive money. Without any fees, without anybody being involved, no banks or no government agencies telling you, you know, that you can't do business with this person or that they're going to freeze your account or that they're taking a little bit of the deal or whatever it is that they might do to your money. They can't. Bitcoins are mathematically impossible for anyone to mess with your account. It's impossible for them to counterfeit. It's impossible for them to be inflated by no person can inflate them. And you can find out more by going to weusecoins.org. And if you want to get bitcoins, and I recommend you do, I think that bitcoins, you're going to see an appreciation over time here. And, you know, you've got to diversify. I've got some stocks in an IRA, and, you know, they're laying there flopping around like a fish. It's disgusting. I've got some metals, which I believe are going to be moving upwards. And I'm counting on bitcoins. I really do think they're going to move upwards. You know, hey, it's just me. I'm talking to some people who understand bitcoins. They're giving me this advice, and I see it happening. You can go to bitinstant.com and get yours. I recommend it, bitinstant.com.
All right, we're going to continue here with your calls, but actually an update coming up here in a moment on that 13-year-old boy who has
attempted to sell hot dogs, saved up for a hot dog cart and was shut down by the city. We'll give you an update there. But first, Dylan is with us, listening in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Dylan.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to give you guys a shout out just for some zoning issues.
All right.
I'm 30 years old, you know, moved out of town, moved down to Baltimore, but I have some younger siblings that are still residing with my parents back in Pennsylvania. So one of the issues that they kind of ran into, they had received some complaints from the police department of the local town, and there was a couple phone calls made about a vehicle that was parked on my parents' property, and it wasn't inspected as Pennsylvania requires. They think that they need you to give them some money so you're allowed to actually drive your car on their roads that we pay for. And the vehicle was actually on the property. You know, it was not on the road. It wasn't in plain view. The only people who could really see it was the neighbors or actually the police who frequently patrol behind my parents' house. There were some issues with my brother having some, as they say, illegal plants. He's a young guy, you know, 17 years old, and
before you go on, was he growing these plants, or is it just dried plant material that he happened to be carrying around in his pocket?
He had some on his person, and he was allegedly selling them to some sort of undercover informant.
Oh, boy.
So once this all started to come about, and he actually ended up getting into some trouble for that, but...
Sounds like it,
yeah. Go ahead.
That sounds like it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so whenever they couldn't really nail him to the wall the way that they wanted to, they just kind of really started harassing my parents.
This happens.
And one of the things that they actually did was he was arrested, and they served a warrant at my parents' house, which was just absolutely the most unprofessional, unsafe to the public thing that could have happened. Approximately 2:30 in the afternoon, the police apprehended my younger sibling for allegedly giving these plants or selling these plants. So the guys with the guns came to my parents' home as all of the kids are getting out of school and showing their force. You know, we're the police of this town, and we're gonna show you who's in control. We're gonna carry out all of our big guns and go through your home. But so he kind of got off on a lot of things because my parents did a really good job of fighting it. But after that, then the police just continued really to harass them, and they came up with this kind of BS. Well, this car is parked illegally on the property. It needs to be inspected. But the whole time, there's actually a vehicle that's been parked on the public roadway right down the street that the police have done nothing about. It's been parked there for several years in a public area. And
sure.
The vehicle's not inspected. But they're using this tactic where they harass my family. Because
sure, they're under no obligation to enforce the zoning ordinances equally across any given area.
Yeah,
they can leave your
you know the neighbors alone and go right after you all they want.
Absolutely, completely legal for them to do that, and it's not a surprise either because they don't like it when people don't just capitulate for them. They don't like it when people don't just roll over. And like you said, your parents fought this, and they actually managed to beat apparently some of the
charges. They're bad people. They're bad people. They should have turned over their son to law enforcement because God knows he'd be a better person after he got a conviction, probably a felony, for selling some dried plant matter, and his life would be so much better after he learned this lesson.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, and I actually participated. They had these events didn't occur on school property. Now, my parents live directly adjacent to one of the properties that the school or the public actually owns. So he was still in high school at the time, and the school actually went out of their way to kick him out of school. He was actually eventually expelled from school for
because
an
of the pot thing?
Activity. Go ahead.
Because of the pot thing?
Exactly. And none of it occurred on school property or during school hours. It was
right.
Absolutely absurd. And we actually got a lawyer from, Pennsylvania Board State Board Education Law, some big fancy name, and the guy did some pro bono work for my parents. And we went to the school board meeting, and there was a statute or a law or whatever that said that this student isn't under your jurisdiction. And this was repeated several times during a hearing that with the police were there who conducted the search warrant and all this.
When you say it's not under their jurisdiction, you mean that the school board couldn't take action like they did because of what
correct.
He had allegedly done?
Yeah, correct, because it was under jurisdiction because he wasn't on school property. It wasn't during mm-hmm. school hours. It had nothing to do with school, period.
Well, and we're seeing more and more of that, this kind of school overreach, government schools reaching into students.
It happened to me when I was in high school.
It happened to me as well. There was something that had allegedly happened at the bus stop, which I guess, I suppose while it's the bus stop, it is school property, but it seemed like a real reach to me.
I got charged with a felony, and it had nothing to do with school. It was nowhere near school, and they told me that they indefinitely suspended me and told me that they would expel me if I came on school property again.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's how are you helping to get a person a good education by whenever something happens, it has nothing to do with you. You're kicking them out of school, and you're pretty much dragging their name through the mud because this is all public.
I'll tell you how. You're kicking them out of public school. That's how you help them to get an education.
Yeah, it could be
it's funny. Looking back, I was fighting to get back into public school.
Yeah, and it's funny that you bring it up that way because he actually ended up, he went and did like an online cyber school because both my parents both work. They have to support.
Sure.
They have to have some sort of monetary income to support him and my other brothers. And the school really it was unbelievable what they really did to him. And it was funny the whole time that we're sitting in this school board meeting, because I took time off of work to go and show some support and show mm-hmm. the school board and the community, hey, we're not going to take this laying down, And there was on the school board, there's a representative of the student body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have that also?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
Okay. So we're sitting there, and I'm talking to my father before the hearing, and the student who was the representative of the body had actually been in trouble for consuming alcohol with one of the athletic coaches. So here's a person who should be a good influence and a reinforcer of how to be a moral person, and he's consuming alcohol with one of his athletes, and here this person sits on the school board voting to kick my brother out of school. It's absolutely, it was a circus.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing your story tonight, Dylan. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyAndHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs, plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not for all and all free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm going back in time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Still to come here, is giving away bottled water illegal? Apparently it is. We'll tell you where and what happened. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, you can go there and interact in a variety of different ways. And if you like the fact that the site's for free, then maybe you'll want to voluntarily support the show. And you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month. We take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up and make a difference for Free Talk Live, because it really does help a lot. The reason why we're on over 110 radio stations, and we should have a brand new one coming on tonight. I can't say where yet. Somewhere in Colorado, I guess I can say that, but we'll announce more after we know for sure that they're on board with us. But we've got a bunch of stations on because of listeners like you contributing to the AMP program. It makes a big difference for us. So please take a moment, if you haven't yet done so, if you like Free Talk Live, just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike, listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
I'm on.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Awesome. Yeah, I wanted to, I listen to you guys a lot. I don't call in very much, but I've heard a lot of stuff about Christianity, and I just want to say something to all those people out there that call in and sound ridiculous. There is a difference between Christianity and Old Testament theology. All these people talk about, homosexuals, and they harp on all this meaningless things, and they say, you can't even be tattooed in the Old Testament.
That's true. Leviticus 19.
Jesus was supposed to change all that. Jesus did. Allegedly change all that. I just want to say it's two separate things. No matter if you're an atheist, a Christian, or a Jew, it doesn't matter. It's different things.
Well, I think a lot of people
about when you talk about, the gays or the this or the that, or you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. It's two separate issues.
Right.
Jesus
the two commandments.
The Old Testament, however you want to rectify that, or whether you want to or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's different things.
The two commandments that Jesus gave were love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't think that there's too many people that can argue with those. I mean, you might have your, you know, finer points on it or whatever, but...
Are you there?
Yeah, can you not hear me?
Apparently he can't hear us. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to put Mike on hold. I don't know why that's happening.
Okay, well, hey, Mike, if you can hear me, you can always hear this response at, you know, you go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days are saved there for you. So if you call into the show, anybody who calls into the show can hear their call by going back to, you know, the most recent episode there. Anyway, you know, I think that the two commandments, the great commandment, which is love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, it's one that I don't have much of a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
New Testament Christianity still includes a belief in hell. I have a problem with that one. You know, if God comes to earth, he's here for 33 years, and he roams about, and in that amount of time, he chooses, apparently, as a scholar, because at 12 years old, he was teaching the scholars at the temple. He decides not to write anything down. And to leave this sort of ambiguous set of scriptures that got put together 300 years later. Some people are like, well, this book should have been in there, that book should have been in there, whatever. And leaving people wondering whether there is a hell or there isn't a hell and, you know, what it takes to get to heaven and all that stuff. I think that if you wanted to be clear, if you love your children and that there's a one distinct path to heaven, and that distinct path is believe in Jesus in order that you might be saved, if that's the case, then like it should have been really clear. It should be obvious to people, not this book that didn't exist for 300 years worth of Christianity. For 300 years worth of Christianity, there was no Bible. So somehow or another, those people, I guess, go to heaven is the idea that we're supposed to believe. So, you know, that's where I get caught up. And if I choose not to believe this book, I go and I get damned eternally. And I really have a problem with that particular belief. If you don't believe the Old Testament, and I find the Old Testament to be reprehensible stuff, if you don't believe the Old Testament and you don't believe people go to hell, I like your Christianity. It's fine by me.
But then are you really a Christian?
Oh, yeah. I think you can be. It's all you, in order to believe, in order to be a Christian, all you have to believe is that Jesus Christ lived and died and that he was, you know, in divine in some manner.
So could you also, could you be a Christian and believe that the Buddha and Muhammad were also divine?
I think you could. I think you could.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I always
I think you might have to believe that Jesus is more divine than the others, but I don't think Muhammad doesn't claim to be divine.
No, that's true.
Buddha, some people would worship and some people wouldn't.
But
Buddha was clearly a man.
Right. And, okay, so to the definition of Christian, obviously, I think is going to differ every time you ask a mm-hmm. Christian this. You know, how do you define what a Christian is? And kind of the typical one is that Jesus is your Savior, right? Like that Jesus came, died for your sins, and is your personal Savior. Mm-hmm. That's kind of typical sure. definition of a Christian. But I like the definition where a Christian is someone who is attempting to emulate Jesus. I like that definition. You are a Christian.
Christ-like.
You are Christ-like.
Yeah.
From the perspective of that you are forgiving, from the perspective of that you are loving of your enemies, that you would turn the other cheek.
To protect the weak.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who can argue with that particular definition, the Christ-like definition of Christianity? It seems so rare. There's the Gandhi quote that I love your Christ, it's your Christians, that I can do without, or something like that. And I think that it just, I mean, I think it's a strong statement. I think it really points out that there's a lot of hypocrisy in people running around claiming to be Christians. And I think the caller pointed it out. This is the people seem, you know, these Christians who should be removing the mote from their eye before they're worrying about, or the plank from their eye before they worry about the mote in other people's, awfully, awfully, awfully concerned with sexual sins. You know, that maybe there's been some other mix in the 2,000 years of Christianity has been around. There's been some kind of mix with these other religions that has, taint of, you know, sex crimes in it.
And what do you mean by that?
Maybe it's been, I don't know. Christianity is an amalgamation of religions.
Yeah.
When you see the Virgin Mary, she's, Ishtar or Isis or any of these other mother gods that are out there. And, you know, Sunday, you know, the Catholic Church will just tell you that, they just did that to appease people. Christmas trees and, you know, all kinds...
Pagan symbols.
Yeah, all kinds of pagan symbols that go with Christianity. The original Christian symbol wasn't a cross in the sky. That didn't come along until Constantine. It was a fish.
The fish. The
right.
One, was that the one where they were drawing half the fish? And
right, the other half, and shepherds. I mean, these were terminology. You know, these were much more peaceful symbols. The cross, it's a symbol of death.
Yeah.
So, it's a symbol of torture. I mean, it's like a hangman's noose.
Creepy.
As your symbol. I mean, a hangman's noose is much less brutal than a cross. I mean, I don't know, Iron Maiden, the stocks. I can't think of anything that's quite as brutal as the symbol of the cross. Now, admittedly, it's an attractive symbol. But when you start getting to that whole crucifix thing where you've got a, you know, statue of Jesus on there bleeding and suffering, it's macabre. So Christianity has evolved throughout the years, and I don't know how it got this particular onus on sex sins. Maybe that came from the original, the original Jews. They certainly have some kind of thing going on there. They didn't seem to be bothered at all with the idea of killing people in the Old Testament. You can just take a look at Joshua, Moses, David, these people that are held up. These are stone cold killers. They're disgusting. And this is who they hold up to be, you know, great folks. This is what I was taught in Christian school. You know, David's a good guy. He likes
David
poetry.
And Goliath, David?
Yeah, David and Goliath, David. He likes poetry. He's a good guy. He goes through and he slaughters Saul's whole family. He actually wages war on the country of Israel, working for the other side. I mean, he's a...
They don't teach you that part in...
Oh, yeah, they do.
Sunday school.
They do. They just,
I don't remember being taught that. All I remember is the David and Goliath
Sunday
story.
Yeah. In Sunday school,
I don't remember hearing anything about slaughtering.
Just get the good stuff in Sunday school. You get the
whale story,
the Noah's Ark, Jonah, the ones that they don't really hit up on, the talking ass and some of these silly stories, the little pot of oil that never stops.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, bottled water, giving that stuff away. Apparently, it's illegal. I don't know where that happens. Mark, you're going to tell us the story here in a moment. Also, a frustrated supporter of Ron Paul has a few words that he wants to share. 855-450-FREE, and we'll take your calls about anything you want. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.